labor market is still tight. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. The U.S. labor market added more jobs than expected in November, with many employers competing for a limited pool of workers and bidding up wages. And that may keep the Fed on track to raise interest rates by half a percentage point this month. Still, President Biden taking the win.
We've learned that the economy added 263,000 jobs in November. And we've now created 10.5 million jobs since I took office.
Well, stocks ended mixed after that relatively strong report.
But surging payroll inflation, wages higher by 5.1%, sent investors to push the sell button, particularly for tech stocks.
Fox Business's Jerry Willis, the Dow gained 35 points, the Nasdaq fell 21. In Idaho, the hunt continues for whoever killed four University of Idaho students.
Still more questions than answers in Moscow, Idaho, in what investigators still call a targeted attack against Ethan Chapin, Zaina Kernodle, Kaylee Concalvis, and Madison Mogan, four University of Idaho students stabbed to death at an off-campus home November 13th, though unsure if one or more of the victims were the target or the residents itself.
If anyone knows anything, just please just help out and just give us some closure and some so we can move on and get through these days a little easier.
Madison Mogan's father, amid pressure for police to provide a frightened community and victims' families with answers and arrests in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And U.S. health officials say they're going to end the public health emergency over monkeypox, now called Mpox. This after the CDC said cases have plummeted in recent weeks, thanks mostly to increased vaccinations. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A man admits to committing Social Security fraud for more than two decades.
A 62-year-old Missouri man has admitted that he cashed his mother's Social Security checks for 26 years after her death. Reginald Badgley's mother died in 1994, which he did not report to the Social Security Administration. Instead, he set up a bank account to have her benefits directly deposited, stealing almost $200,000 in Social Security benefits. The scheme unraveled when the Social Security Administration tried to contact Badgley's mother because she was not using her Medicare benefits. Badgley pleaded guilty to a felony charge of stealing government money, and he will be ordered to pay it back at his sentencing in March. He also faces a maximum penalty of up to 10 years in prison. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
Britain's Prince William announced the winners of his environmental initiative called Earthshot during a star-studded gala in Boston last night.
I believe that the Earthshot solutions you've seen this evening prove we can overcome our planet's greatest challenges. And by supporting and scaling them, we can change our future. Alongside tonight's winners and finalists, and those to be discovered over the years to come, it's my hope the Earthshot legacy will continue to grow, helping our communities and our planet to thrive.
The annual Earthshot Prize gives more than $1 million each to winners in five categories. Among this year's winners, childhood friends from Oman who figured out how to turn carbon dioxide into rock, thereby creating a low-cost, safe way to store carbon. And a judge sentences a Nebraska man for violating a black co-worker's civil rights by making a noose at work and leaving it for him to find. Bruce Quinn of La Vista getting 4 months behind bars. The Oriental Trading Company's former worker pleaded guilty to the crime. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.